Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing with you on the subject of overcoming poverty and loss of prosperity in your life, and releasing God's prosperity that He wants to bring forth, the principles that are going to bring that forth in your life. We're going to be concluding on this today. We've seen the fact that it is God's will for you to prosper. You must know that. You got to get rid of that poverty mental image and get a prosperity mental image through the Word of God in you. It is God's will for you to prosper, to have a good journey in life. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant, Psalms 35, verse 27. And we've seen principles that are going to bring forth prosperity, as well as causes that bring forth poverty. If you seek the Lord, you're going to prosper. If you don't seek the Lord, then poverty is going to come upon you. As long as he sought the Lord, God caused him to prosper. If you'll obey the Word of God and hearken unto His voice, being willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land, and you'll have the peace and prosperity flowing like a river. If you accept God's instruction, you'll prosper. If you refuse His instruction, then poverty and shame will come. If you are a tither, that's the first tenth off the growth that belongs to Him, and if you're a giver of offerings, then the windows of heaven will be opened up, the blessings will be poured upon you, and He'll rebuke the devourer, and your fruit will come to pass in its season, because He looks down from His holy habitation, and He blesses us, His people. If you withhold from the poor, you'll have many a curse. But if you consider the poor, you'll be blessed, and God will deliver you in time of trouble, and He will repay that which you've given unto Him, because you're actually lending to the Lord. If you have greed or covetousness or love of money or trust in riches, then you're going to err and you're going to be walking in the ways that are going to bring forth poverty in your life. We're not to trust in uncertain riches. We're to trust in the living God. We're not to have the love of money or worship of money, but we're to worship God. And we are to trust Him in all things and be a good steward over what He's given us. We don't serve riches. We serve the Lord. Now, we're not going to be lazy. We're going to be diligent. If we're diligent, then we're going to see the prosperity of God come to pass. We also are not going to be involved in addictive compulsive bondages such as a drunkard or being a glutton. That is going to bring poverty in a person. We also got to break the inherited generational curses of poverty or loss of prosperity from the iniquities of the forefathers. As we do that and cast out the spirits, we will eliminate the spirits of poverty and loss of prosperity that are trying to work that in our life. If we work, then we're going to be blessed, and God will work, bless the work of our hands. If we're not working, you know, the Bible says that the guy won't work, he's not even going to eat. If we follow vain persons or wrong people, that will cause us to end up in poverty. If you cover over your sins, you'll be in poverty. But if you confess them and forsake them, then you're going to see the mercy of God and the prosperity of God in your life. If you follow the pleasures of this world and the ways of the flesh, you're going to not prosper in your life. But if you are rich in the things towards God, then you're going to have the prosperity of God. God wants you to get out of debt. It's time for you to deal with all the financial bondages in your life and get out of debt. You need a budget. If you don't have a budget, it's time for you to get one. When you get income, the first tenth of the gross is to be tithed. If you can save up to 10% on savings, that would be good. Save some percent if you can and put it away for savings. Then with the balance, then you spend that for your housing, for your utilities, such as gas, electric, water, your auto payment if you have one, food, any medical expenses, insurance on house or auto or life, whatever it might be. And then whatever would be left over would be for entertainment or miscellaneous items that you might need to buy. Put it forth towards your needs first and then your wants second. Don't sit there and get all these credit card debt in order to just get what you want. It is going to bring you into bondage. And you don't want to be a servant of the lender. If you have debt, you'll be a servant of the lender. Be sure that you're paying off any credit card debts monthly. Do not allow yourself to get into that place where you have a huge credit card debt and you're just simply paying on the interest monthly. That is bondage. God does not want that in your life. Also, we need to walk in obedience to God. If we walk in obedience, then we're going to be blessed. If we hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord as God, our God, then the blessings will come upon us. But if we don't, then we're going to have curses coming upon us. And it's important that we meditate in God's Word. If we meditate in God's Word, then we're going to prosper. Whatsoever we do, we're going to prosper because we delight in His Word. We're hearers and doers of His Word. We also want to be sure that we learn to speak forth God's Word. Don't speak a bunch of negatives. Don't speak words of doubt and failure and destruction and negativism. And don't speak words such as the fact that I don't have anything and nothing's going to work for me and I'm always poor and all these negative words. Instead, confess what God is doing for you, not what you have. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Start speaking what God's Word says as you are doing it and thanking Him for the prosperity of God in your life, and that will release it to come to pass. Also, if you have an attitude of consuming something on your own lust, then you are not going to prosper. You also need to be a wise steward. The Bible says that stewards are required to be faithful. And we're going to be faithful over the manifold grace of God as we're stewards of it. And God's given you finances and you are to be a good steward. You're to be wise. You know, every one of us are going to give account of our stewardship in life. And we need to be sure that we are being wise stewards. Don't mishandle money. Don't be guilty of mismanagement of your finances. Don't have bad spending habits. Be wise in your spending habits. Don't be one of those that can't hold on to your money, that every time you get it, you got to go out and spend it. That is not the Lord. God wants you to be wise in your spending habits. Also, don't do anything that would cause you to gain any unjust gain. Don't ever play the lottery or any of those things. That is going to bring a curse upon you. God prospers you through the work of your hands, not exploiting the poor or going through chance and through gambling, which is what it is if you play the lottery. Gambling is not of the Lord. It is going to bring forth poverty and bondage upon you in your life. You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. You've got to learn to be a giver. If you'll be a giver in all areas of your life, and then God will give back to you, and you will prosper. Ecclesiastes 11:1 says, cast your bread upon the waters, and thou shalt find it after many days. You know, the truth is that whatever we sow, we're going to reap. As you give, and you cast your bread upon the waters, that after many days, it will come back. In fact, 2 Corinthians 9:10 says that He's going to multiply the seed sown. As you sow, you're going to reap. If we sow sparingly, we're going to reap sparingly. If we sow bountifully, we're going to reap bountifully, the Bible says. And God will multiply the seed sown. Also, as you learn to give, remember that as you bring up your tithes, you're paying tithes unto the Lord. Giving of offerings is over and above that, and that's at a free will giving, or as we're directed by the Lord, as we purpose in our heart. And when you give to the poor, God's going to give back to you again. When you are giving above the tithe, and you're giving for the gospel's sake, the Bible says that the hundredfold return will come unto you at Mark 10:30. Also, Genesis 26:12. Isaac sowed in the land and received 100-fold, praise God. Also we see in Genesis 39:2-3, the Lord was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man. If you will walk with the Lord, if you'll be obedient to Him and fellowship with Him, He will cause you to be a prosperous man. The Lord made all that He did to prosper in His hand. You know, God's will and His blessing is for you to prosper in all that you set your hand unto. He wants to bring that to pass. In Joshua 1:8, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You need to be speaking God's word from your mouth. And He says, but meditate therein day and night. It means you're thinking on it and muttering it, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success, or deal wisely in all the affairs of life. God wants you to be speaking His word. He wants you to be thinking on His word continually, and He wants you to be doing what it says, and then you are going to make your way prosperous, and you're going to have good success in life. Deuteronomy 29:9 says, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all you do. You know, some people have had the attitude that they give one day and they expect all this prosperity to come in the next. It's because you consistently do what the Word says, because you consistently keep the words of the covenant and do them consistently, that sees the blessings. Remember, as you cast your bread upon the waters, you'll find it after many days. God is looking for some consistency and some diligence and faithfulness in you, because He prospers those who are faithful. Proverbs 13:22, the Bible says, "The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." I'll tell you, God wants to take the wealth of the sinner and bring it into the hands of the just, so that we then can be giving that out for the propagation of the gospel. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "Remember the Lord, it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant." It's God that gives you the power to get wealth. There's nothing wrong with getting wealth in order to establish His covenant, and also as He gives it to you, then you're going to be a good steward over it, because you're going to use it for the gospel, praise God. You know, God's prosperity financially is for you to have all your needs met and to be able to have some left over to give to every good work. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, "God will make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." God wants to bless us. The Bible also says the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. We need to be diligent in the things of the Lord. Also, if you let the Lord lead you, the Bible says, "The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want, I won't lack any good thing." And we also need the fear of the Lord before us. "Fear the Lord, ye saints, for there's no want to them that fear Him." If we'll walk uprightly, He'll withhold no good thing from you if you'll walk uprightly before Him. If you'll learn to be willing and obedient to do what His Word says, then you're going to prosper and eat the good of the land. Remember that God's the one who supplies all your need. Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." You need to stand on these scriptures, do what the Word says, and watch God bring the prosperity in your life. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As